Sweet.
Phone lines are open.
Hey, the request lines are now open.
Open. Hey, do you think we can call anybody? Do you have anybody we can call?
Like a prank call?
Like a prank call.
We should do a prank call every once in a while.
We should,
I think, huh? That would add some, I think that would add some flavor to the, to the Rob Pod, bro.
Yeah. All right. Number 6-4, buddy.
Oh, rolling into 6-0.
I'll do quick, shout outs. As you listeners know, you guys are probably tuning in right now. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for, streaming. Or however you get a Rob Pod. But before the show, we kind of do just a shout out and just a little something for the listeners for chit chatting, conversation with us, and just, new followers, new listeners. So, real quick, I'll give a shout out to @Shantron on Twitter. She's been conversating with me and just, talking about her breakfast burritos from Lautenberger, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Naomi for retweeting, retweeting the Rob Pod in general. Ariel, a 49er fan, and she's been retweeting also.
Mr. B's gang getting them retweets.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
September Fire, remember September Fire from last week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. She tweeted me back and said, for your for future reference, I'm a girl. Remember that we were talking about her like a guy?
Oh no, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
I told her my apologies, and she goes, It's all right.
Yeah, definitely apologies.
Yeah, so yeah, again, that was a September Fire. Go ahead and follow her, and she's the one that said she's the coolest kid in town. Follow her.
All right.
My name is Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime. Destroy you.
Destroy you. Right, DJ?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I get pumped every time I hear that. I'm like, damn, dude, that sounds all right.
It's all right. Who's that cat that put it together? Who shoot, chopped it, screwed? Yeah. Hey, thanks, listeners. Thanks, ROTPOD listeners and followers. And just as I always do before the show, we give shout-outs. And there's a lot more people out there to give shout-outs to. But just in general, everybody, there's new listeners, new followers. So thank you all. Keep listening, keep following, keep interacting. And we'll keep this thing going and going for as long as we can.
Yeah.
And I'm Mr. B from ABQ, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. And in the Rob Pod Studios, the virtual Rob Pod Studios are you on my left or on my right, DJ?
I believe, which way are you facing, sir?
I'm facing north, south.
So I'm going to be on your right-hand side.
All right.
I'm going to be the right-hand man, bro. I'm going to be your wingman, brother.
Oh, yeah, wingman. So my wingman is always DJ Problems.
Yeah, he's what's up, everybody?
505, right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
And, I just forgot to mention, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com and just search ROTPOD on the social media and on the interwebs. What about you, DJ?
You know, you guys can find me first and foremost on rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Also, you can find me on all the social media handles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Google Plus. I guess we're on MixLR, huh?
MixLR, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't find us anywhere else, go ahead and Google us, and definitely get some of that Rob Pod dosage in your life.
Yep. Yes, sir. So yeah, we're on number 6-4.
Yes, sir.
Keep doing this. Keep rolling off track. And there could be a new listener. So just to let the listeners know, we just talk tech, games, movies, just in general, just a bunch of topics, right, DJ?
Yeah, sir. Just anything and everything. You know, sometimes sometimes I go on little rants and tangents and shit. But you know, I'm trying to minimize that. But other than my rants and nonsense that I spew, We got some good tech talk. We got some good gaming news. We got some good informational news about worldly stuff happening. So, I mean, we got it all. And not to mention, we're just rolling off track as always, definitely making an impression on the internet community and the interwebs in a good way. So let's just keep it going, Mr. B. You know, number 6-4, it's almost 100, buddy. You know, every so often I like to talk about that. It's almost 100, yeah. Man. So when we hit 100, you know, it's going to be up there, brother. It's going to be so exciting.
It's going to be good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to mention the, rolling off track just because, we don't really, we like to talk about all these things that we just mentioned. And at the same time, you know, like there's something on our minds that we just roll with it. And that's basically what it is. Just rolling with it, rolling off track, and anything can happen on this podcast.
Yes, sir.
So, and, we're just, we like to say Instagram it, and like a Facebook it. Yeah.
Tweet it.
So if you guys see that on social media, you can you can imagine.
Hashtag with us. Start. Yeah. We were doing that hashtag movement, right, Mr. B, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, just interact with us, and we'll just keep rolling with it. You know, you come back with a comeback or a conversation or a question, and we'll just roll with it. We don't get hurt. We don't get offended or anything like that, right, DJ?
No, sir. I know I say some dumb shit every once in a while, and there ain't no judging. You know what I mean? It's all in good fun. We're just chit chatting and being real and honest, and I think that's what it's all about. You know?
Yeah. You know what's honest?
What's that, Mr. B?
You know, you gotta tell me if this you gotta be honest with me, all right? is your mom still beating you at that word game?
Oh, I haven't played her, dude. I haven't played, honestly, man. I've been super, super swamped with business, man. I honestly been just swamped. I haven't had man, dude, I'm not liking technology right now.
All right. So just roll it, huh? Just roll with
it. Yeah, I'm trying, brother. I'm trying to roll with the punches, brother. So, you know, it's, if it ain't exciting, you ain't doing nothing with your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guess I'll say it every episode. Just stay busy. Everybody stay busy. Stay positive. Just keep
stay working. Humble. Stay humble, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing I want to mention again is, one thing that we did hashtag was a hashtag rot potted, which basically means like you do something good for somebody, you know, like you, maybe like give them a few dollars to pay for lunch. You know, that guy got rot potted, or you help somebody change a tire. That guy got rot potted, or anything like that. Right, DJ?
Yes, sir. And I mean, that can be anything, holding the door open, helping somebody push their car across the street if they had stalled out, ran out of gas, you know, being a good Samaritan.
That's getting rot potted, right?
Yeah, just being a humble person, just being a good, honest person. That's what it's all about, Mr. B. Being rot potted or doing the actual rot potting is also an amazing feeling, too.
It's amazing, buddy.
Maze balls, bro. We got to bring it back. Amaze balls. Hashtag amaze balls.
Yes, sir. I'm doing the two fingers hashtag sign on right now, buddy.
Yeah. I'm doing it too, buddy. Hashtag it.
What?
Hashtag what?
Cool. First of all, we'd like to discuss or just real quick. What we did, what we watched, anything that we can throw out. And since the last episode, I didn't really do anything, just stayed busy. Yeah, I just stayed busy. Didn't really come home till late in the evening and, you know, just to kind of relax, and it's time for bed already. So I didn't really get to watch any movies. And I think I did watch a few TV shows, but I was already getting lazy and
getting tired,
yeah. And I text DJ yesterday. I told him that I was earlier in the day, I was wanting to do another episode, but I ended up getting lazy and took a nap. And by the time I woke up, it was late, and I was just tired, man. Just tired.
Yes, sir. I know how that feels, man. It's just sometimes when it hits you, man, you just lay down for a second, and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, you're waking up. Like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Sometimes. What time is it?
Yeah, exactly. What time is it? Sometimes I wake up like 10 or 11, and I think one time I texted you, and I woke up between one and two in the morning.
Yeah, and I was like,
oh snap.
What's up, Mr. B?
Yo.
So, oh, shit, man.
Yeah, so for me, just last episode, I didn't really do anything. Just stayed busy. How about you, DJ?
Well, so I guess, you know, we can start talking about this good news. Me, myself, Mr. DJ Problems, I actually, started the ball rolling for my own record label. You know, I really put some hard work and effort into this. I really hadn't produced much music, that I could show because I was dealing with computer issues. You know, I had stuff, I didn't back it up. I made the mistake of that more than a number of times. You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
Numerous amount of times. But whatever, I'm all Red Bulled out right now. Shit happened numerous times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I lost all my music and it sucked, you know? So, you know, after this, 4.5 years of, working really, really hard at just, I mean, trying to involve myself in the music industry, you know, I finally made it somewhere, man. I'm 25 years old. I own my own business now, sir.
That's good,
is licensed, registered. It is an Albuquerque, an official business. So Murderholic Records is official. I mean, this is,
the real deal.
You know, yeah, it's a done deal. I mean, I'm on paper. I'm paying taxes like a normal human being. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I put my heart and soul into this. I put my life into this and, believe that I will have good music coming out in the next year. I'm really, really, really struggling with a lot of shit right now, man. I'm wearing so many different hats. I mean, just, a lot of stuff is happening right now, Mr. B. It's honestly, man, to be real with you, brother, and cause that's what we do on the Rob Pod. You know, we just talk about what's going down.
Yeah.
I'm a little overwhelmed, man, but in a good way. You know, I feel as if, it's the best point in my life that I've ever been, man. I've never been so excited and, more willing to, take on a humongous task. You know what I mean? It doesn't deter me at all whatsoever for it being a little much at the moment, because I know that, you know, small businesses, it takes time and it takes a little bit of effort. You know, and not everybody can do it. So, you know, I'm battling that right now. Everything's looking amazing. I'm trying to put out tracks. Unfortunately, you know, I want to put out quality tracks. So, it's going to take me a little bit of time. You know, it takes a little bit of time to put together like a EP or an album or something like that of some good music.
Yeah.
I definitely want to give people quality music that's new and different and has a unique sound to it. You know, I don't want to follow anybody else's path. I just kind of want to make my own path and work from there. You know what I mean? So there's just a lot of amazing things happening right now. Mr. B, I want to get you on board because, man, you are my right hand man, buddy. I want to get you involved in Murderholic Records, bro. You're always, involved in, you know, the tweeting and just the networking, brother. And I really respect you for that because I see you on there dedicated every single day, every single night, 24/7. You know what I mean? So I know that you're more than willing to put in the effort and all that good stuff. So, you know, we'll talk about that when everything calms down and I can bring you aboard. You know what I mean? And I'm really excited about that because that means that, we're going to be living the dream, buddy. I'll be able to pay you, man, for doing what we love. You know what I mean? I'll be able to give you back what you gave me, man. And that's just an amazing opportunity. Rob Pod is forever Mr. B and DJP. I mean, it ain't never going away unless we die. You know what I mean? I want Rob Pod to stick around forever, buddy. You know, I'll make a mark, you know, an impact and, just a little bit in time, you know what I mean? Just somewhere in time, we got our own slice of that rock pop pie, you know what I mean? We were noticed somewhere. So yeah, man, a lot of crazy inspirational shit. I know I'm blabbing, but I mean, there's so much going on. I'm actually working in, a lot of great news happy, man. Ableton Live, tutorials, contacted me and we are working together on creating something extravagantly amazing here. I can't speak about it right now because it's still in the wraps, but just be prepared for amazing things. You know, there's a lot of great stuff to come and a lot of great stuff for me as well as my team. So, yeah, it's crazy, you, buddy. You. I'm living the fucking dream. And let me tell you what, this dream's wild as shit.
Wow.
No sleep, buddy. No sleep. So, you know, and I'm trying to take courses and shit like that to just better myself in the music and just, keep myself open to, and, just like, God, how do I say this? Fucking Red Bull, dude. Yeah, man, there's just there's so much shit, dude. I mean, you know, trying to take courses, study, make, my knowledge, you know, infinite. You know, I know you can never stop learning and you never know it all. So, I just want to expand my horizons as far as I can, as much as I can. And, yeah, man, that's, DJ Problems in a nutshell right now, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, that's exciting news. And, listeners, followers of the Rock Pods, right here, you heard it first, Murdaholic Records.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great, man. I mean, that's, yeah, you can't, I don't know if you can hear it through the mics, but yeah, it's good, man. Exciting. Stay busy. And yeah, you might be overwhelmed right now, but it's going to pay off, buddy.
Yes, sir, it will. And, you know what, Mr. B, you're going to be by my side. I promise that, sir. I promise that.
Yeah.
Mr. B, there ain't no other place for you and me, dog. And that's right. That's in the Rock Pod Studios, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. We may not be in the same studios. You know what I mean? I'm in 05 Studios and you're in the, Rock Pod Studios. So, you know, we're going to link up, man. We're going to, you know, we're definitely going to have a blast. I'll tell you what, man. The ride's just, we're just standing in line waiting for the fucking badass ride to fucking let us on, man. And once we get on that ride, oh my God.
It's good, dude, man.
So hell yeah, buddy, hell yeah. Cheers and gin to that.
That's yeah. I mean, there's nothing else to say, man, but yeah. It's good news. And we'll start off the show right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, buddy.
All right. Movies. A lot of listeners out there got some feedback and they said like they like the movies part, so for this episode we're gonna start off with the movies, all right?
Shit. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Is that the Red Bull or the other stuff?
Oh shit! It's the fucking Red Bull, man. No, it's that other stuff, bro.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! I'm sorry, Mr.
No, that's cool. Yeah, man, it's good. Yeah, what? Facebook it.
Hashtag it.
Yeah, I just posted something on FB. So you check it out. New releases, Redbox, August, Osage County. I don't know what that is, but it's a new release. Maybe other people know what it is, but it's a new release, Redbox. The Marked Ones, Homefront, that's Jason Statham, Out of the Furnace. And most popular right now on Redbox, Anchorman 2, The Grandmaster, and Gravity. Oh, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Still haven't seen any of those yet. Hopefully, if I'm not busy this weekend, I'll be able to check out a few flicks from the Red Box.
You'll be able to check out some flicks at the Red Box. Ooh.
Sir, I'm gonna slap a Rock Pod sticker on the Red Box kiosk.
Get 'em, bro. Get 'em.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then listeners, Rock Pod stickers are coming.
Oh, shit.
So, just keep listening. Just keep listening.
That's some exciting news, sir.
So, breaking news, buddy.
Can you hear it in the golden mic how excited I am?
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding. But I am excited, dude. I'm excited to fucking have some Rock Pod stickers. I'm going to be in the works with that, too.
All right.
I promise that.
And in theaters, opening today, Rio 2. It's a cartoon animated. All the kids like it. Maybe some adults. Have you seen the first one?
What's that?
Have you seen the first Rio?
One of
those birds?
Ah, dude, I want to say I have. I think I might have seen that movie, dude. I can't remember, though, honestly.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, the second one just came out, released today. Kids, take your kids to see it. Take your loved ones. What else is there?
Shoot, buddy, there's Anchorman 2. You can't forget about Mr. Ron Burgundy, bro.
that one's Redbox.
Yeah, I mean?
Yo. And what's playing now in theaters? Captain America, Noah, Divergent, Muppets Most Wanted, The Grand Budapest Hotel, God's Not Dead, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, The Raid 2. So those are the popular ones that are showing in theaters right now.
What about the new crazy ass looking fucking movie, the scary one, bro?
The scary one? Oh, Oculus.
Oculus, my man, yes.
Do you want to see Oculus?
It's got a 64 out of 100. I mean, honestly, I believe that movies aren't as scary as they used to be, dude. They're just all fucking animated and don't get me wrong, dude. Let me rephrase that, okay? I love animated movies.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to scare someone, there's nothing scarier than like a fucking real dude jumping out of somewhere and just grabbing the shit out of you and like cutting your neck open. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, oh shit, someone's dying. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's scary shit. But like when like weird fucking crystals start forming out of the ground and fucking the smoke starts shaking and fucking everybody's weird and like, you know what I mean? Just like fake ass shit.
Yeah.
It just kind of seems like that movie. You know what I mean? It's one of those movies, like the Blair Witch Project. That was a good movie.
That was good when it first came out.
It really wasn't that scary, but there were some scary ass fucking parts, dude. Like,
because that was like the first time you ever seen something like that. So it just
right,
hit, yeah.
It was real. It was like they were documenting something, and I fucking thought for the longest time, dude, that movie was real, yo. I thought it was real. And then I realized that it wasn't, and I was like, oh shit. But I mean, even till this day, dude, I can turn it on, and if I get into it, it'll fucking scare me, dude. I'll walk around the house with my gun, dude. I'm like, oh my God, something's gonna jump out, and I'm gonna fucking shoot him. So, I mean, there's nothing like a classic horror film. I'm more of a fan of those types, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Realism of it is, I guess, is key, and they don't make them like that no more. It kind of sucks, you know?
Like the old school clowns wanting to kill.
I mean, even Jeepers Creepers, brother. Creepers. You know, we're talking about movies here and stuff like that. I can jump in here and relate to some cool shit. You know what I mean? So like Jeepers Creepers, the first one, it was scary to a fucking point. You know what I mean? Like not when he fucking jumped out with his wings and crazy shit like that. Like obviously that looked fake.
Yeah.
When that fucker was running around and throwing bodies in there and he was getting up close in the truck and fucking scaring those two kids, like that was some scary shit. You know, you were into it. You're like, oh my God, this is real. It's like, oh, this shit could happen to me. You know what I mean? You're on that dark, desolate highway, bro, and there's no one there to save you. And some weird fucking super subhuman animal fucking thing is killing people and storing them down in a hole in the ground under a church.
Yeah.
And sewing them up onto the ceilings, you know what I mean? Like, you know, whoa, that could happen.
I guess the one that makes a good horror movie is something that you would really believe on something that's really happening.
Yeah, I think they're just going a little too overboard with the zombie apocalypse shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of The Walking Dead kind of just burned that out for me, dude. So it's like, that's kind of irrelevant. You know, they were doing The Walking Dead shit when Michael Jackson was around. Look at the Thriller video. Hello. Like, yo, that shit was long time ago.
Hello.
But anyways, I mean, like, you know what I mean? A good classic horror film. You know what I mean? Like what we're talking about, a good classic horror film. I would love to see that. I would love to see them remake something great again, you know?
What about Paranormal Activity? What about when you watched the first one and it was the first one out, and again, it's kind of like almost the first time you watched it, so it was weak?
Yeah, man. I felt like it was weak. Have you seen The Descent?
The Descent. That's the Descent. Where those ladies go like rock climbing or something, huh?
Right, and they go mountain. They go cave exploring.
Cave exploring. Yeah, that's right.
And those fucking things are in the ground, like fucking eating the shit out of things and people and all kinds of shit, dude. And it was like, oh my, that movie still scares me, dude. I don't like watching that movie, dude. I'll turn it off. I'm like, oh God.
Have you seen the second one, Descent 2?
I have, but I don't have it on DVD, so it's kind of a blur, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I have it. I'll send it to you in the mail, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. B, I forgot about that. God damn. You got to remind me of these things, buddy. I got to write that down on the notebook, actually.
All right. Yeah, we can do that.
We'll start mailing movies, dude, and hopefully you don't get damaged or stolen.
Movies and games, huh?
Yeah.
Movies and games. What about The Hills Have Eyes? Do you like those ones?
It was a decent film, man. I'm not going to lie. They were almost like the Chainsaw Massacre movies. They were just too many of them. And it was by that time, it's like, you've seen that shit before. It's like The Descent. It's like,
Hello.
Hello. Shit, what the hell's that other movie, dude? Watch, I have it here. And I got a longer mic cable so I can walk around.
Oh, Another comedy. Do a joke.
Do a joke. Okay, so these three guys walk into a bar, and the other two duck. One says, "Ouch." I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just being stupid, dude.
I got one. Mr. B and DJ Proz walk into a bar. I don't know the rest. I'm still working on it.
Bravo.
Hello.
So it's like The Wrong Turn too, man. Have you seen The Wrong Turn and stuff like that? It's just kind of really real cheesy, dude.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's kind of cheesy. But I'm not Ebert and Roper or whatever the hell their names are. You know what I mean? I'm just a fucking kid.
Just a guy that likes watching movies and eating popcorn.
Drinking Red Bulls.
Red Bulls on the Rock Pod tonight. What? First story. This plane is going to be the first one to fly around the world using no fuel at all. This plane is going to be powered by solar panels. That's about it.
You know, Mr. B, I actually seen a documentary where they built something like I don't know how to explain it. So what do they call, like, air gliders? Something like an ultralight.
Ultralight?
But it was run off of solar energy. And what they had to do was they had to place it on a trailer and they had to zoom it down the runway on the back of this, like, Ford Explorer until it got airborne. And then homeboy was able to have enough power in that aircraft to get up to the altitude really, really, really slowly and get up to, like, right at the Earth's atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
And just ride that dude for 24 hours on this solar panel plane, propelled plane. And it had, like, two propellers that spun really, really fucking slow, dude. And this dude made it around the Earth, dude. He almost fell asleep, dude, but he rode it out. And it was like, holy shit. So
is that like a one-seater or two-seater?
Oh, it was a completely one-seater, man. He had to do training. He had to, you know, he had to really be on it. They all had to be on it to make this event happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they call it ultralight aviation.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
But yeah, man, they're really trying some cool shit with solar panels today, dude. Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Cool stuff, DJ.
Yeah.
Amazon, everybody knows Amazon. They've released a Amazon Fire TV. It's a little box you can use to hook up a TV. It comes with a remote, and you buy a Xbox lookalike controller separately. And what you do is it's just another box that plays your streaming media, such as, you know, like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Pandora, and all those other apps that other boxes play.
Hell yeah!
But yeah, Amazon just released this. It's their own box, so you could just use the Amazon services if you want on this box. Games, movies, whatever Amazon offers. And the one thing different that stands apart from the other boxes from this one is you can buy a separate controller that, like I said, looks like an Xbox controller, and you can play games on this, not real hardcore games like Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo games. But you can be able to play maybe like Android games or whatever computer games there are.
Really?
Yeah. So you use an actual controller, so that makes it pretty good. I don't remember the specs on this, but it has a pretty good chip in there and a GPU in there to handle a lot of games on there. So if you're looking
I'm sorry, Mr. B. I'm not understanding. What did you say? A GPU?
A GPU.
Oh, a GPU. I was like, what the hell is a GPU? I was like, I've never heard that before. Is that something new?
No, GPU. Graphics processing unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one that holds the graphics and actually just like outputs the video.
Is it like someone like a graphics card or something?
Yeah, like a graphics card on a computer.
Nice.
So it has that one, and then the CPU is pretty good on this, so it just plays the basic low PC games. Doesn't really get high res like those real big high dollar games out there. But it'll hold its own with those little games that you can get from Amazon.
Hey buddy, do you remember those ones that you can plug into your to the red, white, and yellow? And it's like a little game and a joystick or something you can get down on it.
Oh, yeah. Where they kind of like copy games, copy other games?
Yo, they were like, yo, Mr. B, this is old freaking school, man. If any of the listeners can relate, do you remember those? They were almost like gigapets, bro, but they were way back in the day, and they were about the size of a piece of bread. And they had Sonic, and they had all kinds of these games, and you could play them. They had the little, like, A and B button, and they had this big screen, but it was, like, one of the watch-style screens, but shit would happen on there. Do you remember those games?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, my God, dude. They were, like gigapets, dude, but they were, like, a fucking shit ton bigger. They were, like, maybe a 94 or 95 and shit like that. But they were, like, a real big version of, like, a gigapet or a Tamagotchi or, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, those are the coolest fucking games.
But it has different games on them?
Yeah, there was like, I mean, you could, there was only one game on. It was almost like a Tetris type thing, you know? There's like little things that happen on the screen. Your guy would fight and like cool stuff would happen. But yeah, I just remember that, dude. I'm sorry, bro.
No, that's all right. I remember when those like, when those new Sonic games came out for like the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And we didn't have enough money to buy the game yet. So I remember getting a Sonic game, like those little handhelds too. And it's just like the back of the screen. It's not really a video screen, but it's like a static picture that just holds.
Yeah.
Open. And then,
yeah.
And then the front of it is just, like a real, like dot matrix figure.
Yeah.
Of the, figure of Sonic.
Yeah. The character.
Yeah. The character is like real. Yeah. You could.
It's like 8-bit, right?
Yeah, it's like real pixelated and it's not real clear, but you can tell it was Sonic or whatever game you bought, and this is, you just basically move left, right, or jump or something like that.
Exactly what I'm talking about, brother.
So yeah, I remember those ones.
And they had like a picture of Sonic, like the back of the video game. It was like a sticker that was on the front of it, and it had like all kinds of cool shit going on.
Yeah.
It was like a real basic, like etch and sketch type picture on the back of the screen, and it never changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's old school, man. Back then, it was like, this is cool, but.
Right?
Have you seen one lately?
Oh, man, dude. Hell no. I just thought about that now. I should search eBay. I wouldn't even know what to call it, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk to Steve, man, at the comic book shop. They gotta know something about that.
Stevie
Pizzle.
Yeah. I wonder, you think any of the kids would be interested in playing those things?
Man, dude, kids these days, I'm sorry, but man, they're way advanced, brother. They know
tablets.
That there's better shit out there, and they're like, nah, man, I don't want this cheap ass shit. I didn't play with this. Everybody else is playing Xbox Nines and PS6s and all this shit. Virtual 3D is fucking reality game. I don't know, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, those couldn't compete, man.
Yeah.
I bet it would be a hit with the older generation. I guarantee it. It's like Candy Crush, bro. I see so many older people playing Candy Crush. They're like, yo, you play Candy Crush? I'm like, fuck no. Well, this shit's cool as shit. And you're like, yeah. But, dude, we should have a search for a pair of those so we could play with
just
them, dude.
To play it and
yeah, hell yeah. Nostalgia, bro. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Nostalgia episode. Just talking about old school stuff, huh?
Hell yeah, this is what it is. I like that title, buddy. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Well, you know one thing that could be nostalgia?
Yes, sir.
Sesame Street.
Oh, shit.
And Sesame Street is trying to get into the new age, the digital age, where these kids have HD tablets and Xbox 60s and PS9s. Well, Sesame is offering Sesame Go Video Service, and they're offering that service for $4 a month. You just stream Sesame Street videos. How does that sound, buddy?
What?
Do you know any youngsters that watch Sesame Street?
My mom works for PBS, so I kind of grew up around that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's you know, I grew up on Sesame Street and watching all that stuff go down, dude. Do you remember Eureka's Castle, bro?
Eureka's Castle, no.
Oh shit, that was an old school show too, dude. It was like Sesame Street, but with like puppets and a dragon and a dungeon and fucking Yeah, it was almost like Sesame Street. You know, they had the count, the bat, you know what I mean? And they had like, they had the Eureka, she was the castle, she was the queen or some shit like that. And there was like other crazy little characters.
She's the queen.
She was the queen bee, you know what I mean? Yeah, and maybe if any of the listeners hear this and they remember Eureka's Castle, man, it's like Rocco's Modern Life. It was before that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, you're not too much older than me, Mr. B, are you?
No, not too much, no.
So, I think we can relate about the same, you gotta remember this, bro. Do you remember Heathcliff?
Heathcliff, yeah, the puppy. Was he a puppy? Was he a dog?
No, he's a cat.
The cat,
he's a
cat. Yeah.
I seen that on Netflix not just recently, but you know, I was like, holy shit, they got Heathcliff, holy fuck. And it was like old school as shit, man. I was like, wow. I just watched this.
Heathcliff.
Reminiscing of the back in the days, you know?
Man, that's like 80s.
Hell yeah, it is. It's like 85, 87. I'm not even lying, man. And that's time, bro.
I think we found our show title is Nostalgia.
Yes, sir.
Talking Heathcliff and Sesame Street.
Dude, they used to have the Muppet Babies, and that was like Looney Tunes. Do you remember Looney Tunes when they had the Looney Tunes kids cartoon?
Yeah.
It was like they went to that university or whatever, and it was like they were all kids and shit. Oh, that's old school as fuck, dude. God damn. And then all the little characters will pop out of that little circle. That's all, folks. So,
little circle.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit. So, yeah, man. Reminiscing of the days, bro.
Reminisce, buddy. One of my favorites, Animaniacs.
Oh, damn. You remember Bonkers?
Bonkers. Oh, it's like a, was he like a cat or something?
Yeah, he was like this like little striped lemur type deal. He was like he bounced around a lot. He was like a cat, but like either he was spotted or striped, I can't remember.
He's like a cop, huh?
Yeah, his friends were the friend was like a red cat.
Crazy.
It was like DuckTales almost, bro. DuckTales.
Yeah.
Woo.
I gotta bring up the song on this, huh?
God hell yeah, bro, goddamn.
DuckTales.
Dude, this is definitely a nostalgic episode, man.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery. Or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo!
DuckTales, buddy.
Man, dude, you know when you heard that shit come on TV, bro, you were like, oh, fuck, it's time to go run up and sit next to that motherfucker.
DuckTales. Ooh. That song's gonna be in your head now, man.
Dude, that's some reminiscing, buddy. That's some good stuff right there.
DuckTales. Yeah, DuckTales was a game, a Nintendo game, just like this E.T. Do you remember E.T., the Nintendo game?
No, sir.
No, but well, actually, just the story is on E.T. It was an Atari game. It was one of the newest games that came out when the Atari came out. So they made so many copies of this, and people didn't like the game. They thought it was bad. They thought it sucked. So they basically buried it in Alamogordo here in New Mexico. So they buried, they're saying they don't really know for sure, but it should be around like 2,600 ET game cartridges.
Holy shit. And why'd they do that?
Just because they wanted to get rid of them. I guess I don't know why somebody thought about, hey, let's just bury it. So they buried it, near, Alamogordo, and on April 26th, they wanna dig it back up. And I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but they're gonna have a film crew out there, and I guess I don't know, maybe like TV and whatever, but they're gonna try to do like a documentary on it. So when it comes out, we'll be able to.
When is this?
They're gonna do it on April 26th. Yeah. So this month, later this month, in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
yo, buddy, you want to try and go out there?
How long ago? It's like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So April 26th, is that on the weekend?
Let me look at the calendar 1 second, okay?
All right. So yeah, so they're gonna make a documentary film, redigging all this up and just telling stories about it. So when the video comes out, everybody will know why they buried 2,600 cartridges and why they're digging it back up. And I guess the game designer is gonna be there too.
Dude, it's on April 26th. It's on a Saturday.
Oh, okay. We should try and do that.
Dude, we should go, man. We'll be on a fucking documentary. We could rob pod it
out
there.
We could rob pod it. We should, man. We should try it. That sounds good, man.
And we'll record it. We'll just bring the mics and shit. We don't have to do it live, but we'll record it and shit, dude. I bet you we would get mad fucking publicity.
That would be good.
Mr. B, it would be fucking tits, dude. Let's talk. Let's chit-chat.
All right, okay? Well, we'll talk about that, though.
Let's chit-chat, man, because you know what? I think this could be something epic.
Pretty good.
Oh, I'm all excited, dude. My hands start sweating. Holy shit.
Yep. Lego the Hobbit. Lego the Hobbit game. It's coming out for Wii U, and this game looks pretty good because it's not separated like how they're separating the movies, you know, like three or four, the Hobbit movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not separating like that. It's the whole game is the whole movie. So you won't have to buy three or four separate games to finish the story. But I just put this in there just for a little bit of gaming news, and Lego the Hobbit game for the Wii U is delayed. So it's coming out April 22nd. There's probably like a lot of kids out there like Legos and or the Hobbit.
Mr. B, I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
Stay pumped, buddy. Stay pumped.
Staying pumped.
Stay pumped, rock pod style.
Dude, we should really, really do this, man. Seriously.
Is it going to be seriously dope? Dope, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Staples. You know Staples?
Yes, sir.
Staples. Staples wants to, they're starting off with two stores in the United States, and they're going to be having these two stores will have a 3D printing, machines. In the stores, so anybody could walk in and request something to be 3D printed.
Huh.
And if it's successful, which means if they make money off of this, then they're going to roll it out to other Staples in the United States. That's pretty good.
It's freaking awesome, man.
If they did bring in here to Albuquerque, would you 3D print something? Would you request something?
Damn, I don't even know what I would want to get 3D printed, man. I don't even honestly have anything.
One of my first thoughts a while back when they started making 3D printers was when I fixed Xbox 360s, when I fixed them, there would be plastic parts missing from inside it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the first things that I thought of was replacing those parts by making them yourself with these 3D printers instead of having to buy the whole thing. So that's one of the things I would try to request is to get those little parts to fix an Xbox.
Hey, dude, you know what you could do? You could have them build you a new controller, bro. 3D printed controller. Bam, 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 bam. And then it's just like brand new working order and all that good stuff. Didn't we talk about 3D printers not too long ago?
It was a long, long, long time ago, yeah.
It was I was actually rambling on about it, being up in space, how they were printing tools and shit like that, and drills and things to use up in the spaceship, because it was easier for them to just send up a printer instead of sending up a bunch of heavy ass tools and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
So hell yeah, 3D printing, dude. We're getting too advanced, dude. I think technology really needs to slow down and just take a breather, bro. Let everybody fucking just gather themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. I honestly believe that, dude. I really do. Technology is getting really advanced, dude. There's a lot of fucking fuck-ups. There's a lot of problems, dude. Like you said, the Androids. Dude, my phone ain't working anymore, dude. Like, dude. I can really honestly say that's true, Mr. B. You know, the fact that you said that, you know.
Androids crash less than iOS?
Yeah, man. I mean, my Mac, it's great. I've learned how to use it. You know, I retract my previous statements of saying that it was incapable of fucking working together with other computers. That's not true. I'm just a fucking idiot and didn't know how to use it. But, yeah, man, the Androids, I mean, I try to use my other Android phone, dude, and it's all shitty as hell, dude. I don't know if it's just because it's old and needs updates and all kinds of other shit, but I mean, maybe it's just too old for the times, you know what I mean? But sometimes, man, my Mac gives me some troubles, dude. Sometimes the iPhone gives me troubles.
Yeah. And technology, it's even though you would like to say if it would slow down, but it's not slowing down. It's actually
speeding up
faster than before.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't think we're ready for it. I don't think, you know, we came from primitive fucking things, dude. We came from rubbing two sticks together with the, you know, with the intentions of making fire.
And the first wheel.
Right, or the first wheel, and then it's all of a sudden it's like, dude, the micro mega millim fucking gigaplex chip is fucking so advanced gigaplex. That it can think faster for you than you can think for yourself. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit.
That's a new A8 chip. With a 16-core processor, buddy.
You hashtag it.
Actually, when you were talking about that, there's one story I read too. I forgot what company it was. I think it was it's one of those microchip companies. I forget the name right now. But they actually made a CPU chip that the battery or that this chip will last 30 days without recharging.
Damn.
Because the battery will be inside it.
Mm-hmm.
And the battery's not going to be real big, but the power that it takes from the battery, it takes it so low that it'll take 30 days to get depleted.
Wow.
See, like technology, man, it's moving fast.
Mr. B, you know what we need to do? We need to go back to the past, dog, instead of fucking coming forward in the future. And we need to go to that Atari dig site. And we need to rock pod there, buddy. I'm not even kidding.
We need to rock pod the past into the future.
Dude. Yes. Dude, people would love to hear about that. We could have, dude, if I could get a GoPro by then, I will. That would be so cool. But if not, dude, we'll take videos with our phones, DJ problems. Mr. ROTPOD, aka Mr. B, and dude, a couple of good buddies and some microphones, bro, and we're gonna be just getting it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it then, and then that episode will be called that. Rot. What did I say? Rot pod the past into the future.
Rot pod the past.
Rot pod the past. Gotta get a flux capacitor.
How about rot pod the past, present, and future?
Ooh, with E.T.
Ooh, we're phoning home, bro. Fucking.
That'll be good, man. GoPro it.
Hashtag it. Facebook it. Tweet it.
We could go all
crazy, bro. I love the Rob Pop, man.
We could go all night, right? We could go all night. Yeah. And one thing that could go all night is from the mouth of Michael Bay, Transformers Age of Extinction is the first of a new trilogy. So this could be what you would say the fourth Transformers. Then there could be a fifth and a sixth. That's what Michael Bay is saying, buddy. I guess.
Another Transformers. Dude, that dude's voice is fucking crazy, dude. And people imitate it pretty good.
Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
Optimus Prime.
Oh, okay.
His voice is awesome, man.
trying to do that
little intro for you, man. I heard a lot of those impressions, and I was like, God damn, some people, they're good, man, and they can do Peter Griffin pretty good too. And I'm like, holy shit, that's so cool.
Peter Griffin, what's one of the things he says?
I don't even know, dude. Like,
I can hear his voice, but I can't make out anything.
He always talks to him. He's like, now Peter. No. You know what I mean? I can't do it, bro. But yeah. Now Lois.
Lois, yeah.
I don't know.
Good show, man. Good show.
Yeah.
Rob Pattinson. I'm bringing this up in the Rob Pod for the ladies.
For the ladies.
The ladies. Rob Pattinson from the vampire werewolf movies. What is it called again, DJ?
This is, I hate this fucking show. This is Twilight, man. I'm sorry. I'm just being a hater right now. I'm not into that shit. Yeah.
But just real quick, the guy that does the,
yeah, I'm just, you know what I mean? You know me, brother. You know me. So let's chit chat.
Chit chat about this guy, the vampire guy, the one that's always all white. The white vampire. They don't know how much he made for the first movie, but for the second and third one, he made 25 mil. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna just say that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Support Mr. Pattinson.
Hell yeah. Go support everybody that's putting in hard work and effort, right, Mr. B?
That's right. Support the vampire clan. One thing that you could support one day, one guy that you could support on Sunday's MTV Movie Awards, they are going to honor Paul Walker. It's pretty good, huh?
That's fucking sad, yo.
This Sunday, MTV's Movie Awards.
That's sad.
Fast and Furious franchise, all those other movies that he made.
Dude, if you scroll down to the bottom, do you see what's his name, Mickey Rooney?
No.
Is that what's his name? Yeah, Mickey Rooney passed away April
6, 2014. Y'all look at all the stories.
Dude, that guy has been around for a good while, man.
Oh, yeah, in memoriam.
Yeah, in memoriam of...
He's screaming, Rock Pod.
Hey! That's what I... Goddamn son of a bitch!
Hey, did you like my rot pod? My rot pod pick?
Oh, hell yeah, dude, with the white chicks?
Yeah.
That's some good shit right there. That's a good movie, man.
White chicks. Alrighty. One more rugged story. Okay, buddy?
Alright, buddy. Hey, I'm gonna run to my door real quick. So, I'll be alright back, okay?
Alrighty. While he's running to his door, I will just turn out some quick stories. You can turn two gas cans into subwoofer speaker sets. So, gas cans, those plastic ones, just tear out the side, enough room for a sub, and on top of it, you could cut out a little hole for the tweeters.
Mm-hmm.
And then where you unscrew the cap, you can just unscrew that a little bit for the air to come out. Another quick one, rug. You can get a rug that looks like Han Solo. Remember where he's encased in carbonite? You can get a rug that looks like that. Another one in 5 days. So I think it was Monday as of yesterday. Monday, everyone will be able to buy Google Glass for $1,500 to the public.
Oh shit, Mr. B, I got something amazing to tell you. I actually did some research, so go ahead with your story, brother. I just remembered.
Okay. Well, before we got to the last story, I was just doing some quick stories before the last one. So that's why another one, Watch Dogs, the game, the new game that's coming out for the Xbox One. I think it was for the Xbox One. But they're releasing it for the PC and the PC visuals. If you watch the video, I'll send the link. I'll send out a link on the social media. But okay. But PC gamers or gamers in general, you should check out this video. Because the visuals for the PC are amazing. It's bad. It's pretty good. But I'll post a link for your listeners out there listening. Another one, Netflix will begin streaming 4K House of Cards. Remember the TV show I was telling you about, DJ?
Uh-huh.
House of Cards, they'll begin to 4K stream it. But the only thing about it is the people that already tried it, they say that Blu-ray is still better than this, just because they tried to stream 4K over the internet. They still say that Blu-ray is better. So it's up to the people if they have a 4K TV and they have enough bandwidth to download all this video from House of Cards. You can try it if you want, but take it from other people that are real that look into video real good.
They haven't worked out all the kinks yet, so wait a couple years, right?
Yeah, just wait.
Be patient. Like I said, take a cruise.
Yep. Another one real quick, the lighter, slimmer PS Vita, the one I was talking about, DJ?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out May 6th in the U.S.
Yeah.
May 6th. And I don't know if they gave a price. Not yet. Yeah, no price yet, but May 6th, you'll be able to get the lighter, slimmer PS Vita, and I do recommend this one. So if you want to buy a PS Vita, wait for this one to come out. So this one's much better. the battery life will be better.
Hey, buddy, you know, things are working out in favor for me now, so I'm going to give me a PS Vita soon, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
So just keep me informed on when it comes out, and we'll be able to go make a trip.
All right. Cool, cool. And gamers, again, here's like another game story, Borderlands. If y'all played that, there's like Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2, but there's going to be a new Borderlands game, and like people would think it would come out for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, but the next Borderlands game is going to be for the 360 and the PS3.
Man, so dude, I wasn't a fan of those games.
No, I played them like quite a bit. Yeah, it's pretty good. You get into the story, especially.
I just don't like it how it looks like paper. It looks all fucking weird and shit, dude.
Like a cartoon, huh?
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different.
At first, when I played it, that was kind of the same thing when I thought. But when you start playing it, you get into the guns and changing out the guns and finding the right guns and all that. There's a lot of tweaking you can do to your character, and you get into it. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah! Borderlands 3.
Borderlands. So, what were you gonna say before I mention this last story?
All right, so I took a trip to Radio Shack because I needed me an HDMI cord, right?
Uh-huh.
So I walk up in there, and all of the Radio Shack employees are kind of standing around. I guess they were having like a meeting or something, you know what I mean? So I get my cord, and I'm chit-chatting with the guy, and then I look down on his wrist, and I notice he's got one of those fucking watches with
a smartwatch?
Yeah, dude. And I fucking looked at him for a second, and I was just like, fucking, I kind of ignored it. And then I was like, oh, shit, this could be a real fucking dope opportunity to fucking actually ask somebody what they felt about the watch. And I could actually look at it in person and see what the fuck it did, dude. So I did that. You know, I did just that. I was like, hey, man, fucking, I do fucking, you know, online podcasts a lot. We fucking talk about tech shit and this and that. And he's like, oh, hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Let me show you this watch. Dude, so get this, man. It has a microphone on it, right?
Yeah.
You can fucking talk into that thing. You can hear the fucking person while you're driving and shit. He says it doesn't work very good in the wind because it has a real shitty speaker.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting in a car or you're fucking driving and you can't really use your phone, it's a great thing to use for that. It's also got a 2-point-something megapixel camera, which doesn't take the best of pictures, bro, but the quality of picture that was on that watch was fucking like, dude, it was a good shot. It was an actually really clear picture.
Yeah.
The screen's fucking badass, dude. You can read your text. You can make calls. You can look at what's going on your phone. You can reply to emails and all kinds of crazy shit, dude. That's really cool. I mean, it had a camera on it. It had everything on it. It was the coolest thing I had seen in a minute. So if you got the money and the newer ones are coming out, I mean, they're probably going to be a little bit more advanced and a little bit more capable of doing things that the first ones weren't able to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I had the money, dude, and I fucking had to, if I could piss it away, dude, I'd fucking definitely get one of those watches because it was cool as shit, dude. He didn't even have to reach into his pocket, dude. So
that's good, man.
It's pretty dope, man. So yeah.
So you got to tell somebody about the Rot Pod. Did you mention Rot Pod or just an online podcast?
Yes, sir, I did. No, I mentioned the Rot Pod, dude. And I was like, me and my buddy talk about this stuff all the time. We never really got to check it out firsthand, so I was like, man, I need to do me some raw potty, you know?
That'd been cool. So,
hell yeah, man, that's my two cents.
So shout out to the Radio Shack guy.
Right.
Yes, sir. That's pretty good, man.
Yes, sir. Number 64, buddy.
Number 64. One more story. I sent you a link.
All right, cool.
And this one is pretty BA. Dell's new rugged laptop. The screen turns into a tablet, just like you see in the TV in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing good about this one is it's rugged, and you could throw it. It could be dropped. It could be rained on, watered, sand, wind, whatever. It's just a rugged laptop that turns into a tablet, and these guys in the military are using them right now.
Yeah.
And
it says it runs 8.1, and let me tell you what, 8.1 sucks.
8.1 is no good?
Nah, man. I mean, it's still got kinks and shit in it, dude. It's still giving me problems on the studio computer, but you know, you work around those.
Yeah.
So
yeah, these it's called Latitude 12 Rugged Extreme.
Yeah.
And they start around $3,500.
What? Fuck that. Go get you a Mac. No, I'm just kidding.
But like I said, this is the rugged, the real deal. You know, you could drop it, grease, dirt, extreme temperatures.
Oh.
So if you're really not too careful with your electronics, and you're willing to have 3 G's in your pocket, get it.
fuck, dude. That's for just a. That's a really expensive toy to just be hucking around and shit.
Yup, yup. Number 6'4", buddy.
Alrighty, my man. Number 6'4".
Number 6'4". Thanks again to all the new listeners, new followers of the Rot Pod. Don't forget to share the Rot Pod. Let's get big. Let's, we're serious about this. We enjoy doing this. We just want to, please, if you can, share, listen somewhere and have somebody say, hey, check this out, whatever. Do it for the Rot Pod, do it for us. We like doing this, and we just want to get more and more listeners and more interaction.
And stay tuned for our excursion to Alamogordo so that we can check out this shit.
E.T. Dig up E.T.
Yep, dude, yep. If they film us on that shit, we're going to be famous, Mr. B.
Yep. And the game designer will be there, too.
Hey, dude, we could chat with him, maybe get an interview with him. That'd be so cool, dude.
And there'll be, I think there'll be like a tech news staff there.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to check on the details to see if we need any special privileges or anything to do something so that way they don't shut us down.
Yep. Cool. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
Eminem or 50 Cent?
Oh, shit. They're on the same team, man. I've been listening. Damn, bro. You really give me some tough choices, Mr. B. Shit. I've been jamming a lot of 50 lately, man. I'm not even gonna lie. So I'm gonna say 50 right now. I do love Eminem, though. Shout out to Eminem. He's fucking badass.
Yup, so, yup. 50 it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 2/4, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Any last words, DJ?
Thanks for all the new followers and, thanks for all the support and all the good vibes. I appreciate it.